Greetings, friends and family. Thank you for joining us for another session of Bards Rise. I am your host, Michael Deem, and today we are going to do a repeat of last week's show because there was so much interference. So this week, like last week, our special guest is Antonio Manzo. And we're going to try and get into a little more detail of his ascension and a couple other issues. So first, before we get into that, I would just like to truly thank all of you for listening, whether it's listening to this live or on future recordings. I do appreciate it, and I especially appreciate all of my subscribers. Not that I have very many, but each and every one of you, I truly, truly do appreciate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So without any further ado, Antonio, would you like to say hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, good evening. Hello, good evening. BBS for you. Thank you very much.
Antonio, as most of you will know, is no stranger to the internet. He had his own show with Q for a while, and you can find links to all of his shows at forthepeople.space, SPACE. You have to spell it out. And for this week's slide deck, which is this exactly the same as last week's, the second slide is a picture, is a screenshot of that page, web page that I'm talking about. And if you click on where it says Antonio's BitChute, it'll take you to the actual, you know, shows themselves, and you can pick which one you want to listen to. Antonio also was recently on Robin Lee's show, and on slide 3 of the slide deck for this week, I have a screenshot of Robin's show, and below that, you'll see 2 links to the shows that he did with her. And if you go to her show page and just scroll down, you'll be able to see those and click on them. So, Antonio, on one of the shows with Robin, you said that you had ascended, and you described that briefly. So what I'd like for you to do for the listeners is try and like set it up. Were you feeling anything different or special the few days or perhaps weeks leading up to the night that you ascended?
Okay, let's start actually. Thank you for the question, Michael. Good evening to everyone again. And always so beautiful, your questions. Beautiful. I would like to start maybe for the people that have been, you know, more around me, Q, you, and others. When I had my Telegram page, okay, so let's start from actually the from Q and Antonio show. You could see Q, Antonio, like, you know, the first baby steps towards the ascension with the awareness, you know, of what Antonio was experiencing compared to the one before the lockdown. There was, you know, just as any ordinary man, you know. Anyway, so you could see actually the baby steps from the Q and Antonio show, and then, you know, by myself, I would say, on my Telegram page. On my Telegram page, that was Antonio leaving, you know, because it's a process, the ascension. But let's say the end stage, if you want to give a name or, you know, categorizing something. And so on a daily basis, Antonio was just, you know, you could see one day maybe I'll be the good weather and tomorrow I'll be the bad weather. I was exposing myself with no shame or with not be afraid to express myself. And I was trying to give the message, look, I'm going through this. I'm with you. Whatever you're going through, look, look at me. I'm putting myself out there and, you know, let you know and let you see with all my, I don't know, messages that could be good for you, but also with my limitation that was, you know, still in between the war, let's say, the ordinary life man in war with the new version of himself. And, you know, as a process, everyone went through, is going through, will go through. And I'm going to tell you, just, you know, be kind to yourself. Give always, you always got to give an opportunity to yourself, otherwise, you know, you're gonna leave. And I learned, you know, always give a chance to yourself, because That is the only way that you can keep going. And yeah, Mike, that it's and then yeah, obviously it came to the point where truly there was no kind of I can't even remember, to be honest, Mike, but I can remember the day that you know that I woke up, and as I was telling you in the previous live show, that for a few seconds as I opened my eyes, I experienced the feeling of there was like, what am I? Yeah, that was real, the sensation, the feeling, and you know, the disorientation, but at the same time was very calm, was, you know, I was chill. I just opened my eyes and I was like, shit, what am I? But then, you know, there was not any paranoid or anything. I just started my day slowly and smooth. But then, yes, I said, shit, I ascended. Like, you know, when I was walking to the toilet, if you really want to go into details. And yeah, I was like, uh-oh. I really felt like, okay, that's it. Like, yeah.
Now, why did you say to yourself, I ascended, and why not
Because
something else? Like, how did you know that was an actual ascension?
obviously I was already on the way to ascend, because I was already sustaining the neutral state a lot. Like I could sustain neutrality, but still I could have, you know, those. Do you remember when I tell you where do you see yourself from 0 to 10? The mind activities, when it's zero, neutral, one, really soft thoughts that didn't have the same weight as they used to. So heavy and sharps before. All right, so I was like, you know, in between one, two, and three before, let's say, that day. But truly, to me, it happened in a day. I realized, you know, that step, that shift, the last one that I had to do, because I could perceive that that I was in source, as when I was doing my work within myself before, I had to push to be in that state. And when I woke up that morning, I was not pushing to be fully in source. That was because I knew what it means to be full in source, but I couldn't sustain that full in source. And then one morning when I woke up, I could sustain what I knew that I was aiming to.
Thank you. So let's stay with that. Now, how do you know that you're fully in source?
Because there are no thoughts can penetrate you. There is no way that a thought can pass by my brain. There is no way. It means that all of my spirit is into me.
So if there was nothing, I'm sorry, were you finished?
I'm always neutral, like zero. There is nothing in me. I'm always in a meditation state. While I'm speaking to you, while I go to toilet, while I cook, while I swim, or while I'm doing any tasks, I'm always neutral. There are no thoughts passing by. It's impossible.
So let's stay with that. No thoughts passing by, but
Nothing.
clearly throughout the day, you know, you must be getting hungry or thirsty.
Yeah, but there is no a thought. There is a physical need that you are experiencing in this human body, but you don't think with your head. It's
Yes,
a,
I
you
agree
don't
with you.
think. What I'm saying, when I have no thoughts passing by, means that I have no thoughts in my head at all.
Right. So your body tells you that you're hungry or thirsty, right? It's just this
Yeah.
innate reaction. But then I'd say at least me, I suspect many others too, start thinking about, you know, what do I want to eat? Am I going to have pizza or burger or whatever it is? Did those any thoughts like that go through your mind?
I really go always for what I prefer, and also I can stay all day with eating nothing, and I can be fine, really fine. I just drink water many days. Sometimes I just fast, but I just like to do that. But yeah, really, I can go either way. I'm fine with it, both ways. But yeah, I really go for what I prefer, always.
Okay. So, and then You
I
said
eat
that
red
you.
meat. I don't care. I eat red meat. I love red meat. Once in a while, I eat red meat. Now, because I have all of my spirit into me, it doesn't mean that I'm gonna stop to be who I always been on certain things.
Right.
If I never pressure, I never put my mind, myself into a state of why do I have to say no to myself if I feel good when I do that? That it's something that's healthy and makes me feel good. Why? Do you get what I mean?
Yes. And thank you
Yeah.
for that, because
Oh, yeah.
we've heard some people who, Zora, I believe, for example, he talks about not eating anything that you talk to, right? So.
Yeah. You got a point on that, and I agree. But I'm a type of man that I'm experiencing this beautiful, stupid version of human, and it's already difficult to have life on hell in hell, because this was the hell, and we're making a better place. But there are already so many things that this place is boring, and if you can give to yourself a nice ribeye beef. Well done. Come on, man. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, thank you. So you talked about staying neutral. Can you give us an example of something that you were not neutral to before, and then how you were neutral to it afterwards?
It could be anything, bro. It could really be anything in life that maybe can piss you off. It could be anything. But when you
So
get
no more
all of this,
anger. And what about joy? Right. When you say neutral, you're also talking about no more like exuberance and getting really happy about something.
don't take me wrong. Be neutral and have all of your spirit into you. If you have to say FF to someone, or if you have to, make, the point, and you got to be hurt, you got to do what you gotta do. It doesn't mean that we're gonna be coming. Yeah, that is actually a good point. Because there is also in society there is this tendency to see when we talk about heart energy, they think that we're gonna become all little butterflies and gentle flowers. No, it means awareness. It means neutral state. It means that we don't take any BS. Thank God the BBS radio has got to be, otherwise it was BS radio. But thank God, that. So we are not going to take any more shit from no one, to be honest, when you have all of your spirit into you. If you have to stop someone to speak to you because you already see the approach of the energy that is coming to you, you stop that person straight away without, feeling guilt or anything, and so on. And trust me, when I had all of my spirit into me, sometimes I send also a few emails, sending FF, and I chase you. But because this place is boring. This place is boring. This place is boring. How much energy people spend on internet rather than giving time to themselves during the day?
So,
This place is boring. Yes, Mark, sorry.
can you give us an example of something that we could do that would not be boring?
Start to knowing yourself. Society and the Matrix, they always sing song, I believe I can fly, right? So they told you, believe in yourself. I tell you, and actually I suggest you, get to know yourself. You don't need to believe in yourself if you know yourself.
How do we
Believing
do that?
with all of your spirit into you, connected to source, bring all of your spirit into you, experience neutrality. People are running away. Sometimes when I put people in a neutral state, they're scared, they run away, they don't want to experience again themselves. Can you imagine a world that is afraid to be in a neutral state with no thoughts? They run away from it, they run away from themselves. If you don't trust yourself, you can't trust me. If you trust yourself, you trust me. If you know yourself, you know me. If you don't know yourself, you don't know me. Simple.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you.
Thank you.
And it's also a perfect segue into the next question.
Go on.
You.
Bring it on. Bring it
So
on.
on Robin's show, you said that some of your altars, at least on this planet, have been Archangel Michael, which would mean also Max Steele, Julian Assange, Thor, and I presume some others. So how do you relate to them on a daily or even hourly basis? In other words, can you see what they see? Can you hear what they hear
Oh,
telepathically, or do you
thank
have
you.
to
What a
focus
beautiful
on it,
question. What a
or you can't do that at all?
beautiful questions, man. Beautiful questions. Thank you. You opened so many beautiful scenarios with this very, we can discuss for hours and we go into so many things, Mike. On this question, really, what direction can I go to make,
Whatever
things to
you're
be,
inspired to. Oh.
something easier for everyone to understand? Are we living a human experience? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Ascension, recalibration of the energy that we create, our reality, right? From mind energy to heart energy, right? So we're regaining the spirit in ourself, right?
Yeah.
So when I have all of my spirit into me, what it means, it's not the awakening. I'm not awake. I'm just that when I open my eyes, I'm start to be one with the one that when he closes his eyes, he feels like he's dreaming, but actually it's all real over there. Now, on this side, I'm not that when they say the great awakening, it's all bullshit because I'm sorry, but this is not a great awakening. It's the awareness that we're regaining to be one with the one that when you sleep on the other side of the fence, you feel like it's something like in the movies, a dream. No. So we're becoming one with it, right? And when you become one with it, it doesn't mean that if you are inspired, yes, to interact with things, but like, I don't go into that. I have the awareness. I had, memories in the dreams of things that I do, I've been doing, and so on. But I stay in this human, beautiful, stupid version, which is now in the shoes as on ID card says Antonio, but with that ID card, my expression and my spirit. That doesn't need the name for you to recognize me or me recognizing you. But still, you need the name. No, you, Michael, I'm saying you, everyone, me included. We always need the name to relate, to that character. Because everyone loves John Kennedy and they need to know if John Kennedy is alive or not. Well, does it change anything in the fucking ascension if John is still alive or not? It doesn't change anything. It's gossip. What about if the same spirit is A speaking and also when Q is speaking, it's the same spirit? Because that's how it works, but it's difficult to explain into Italian, English, Spanish, in any languages, because we're trying to explain source, which is very difficult to explain, something that creates itself. And we try to give a sense to it. But yeah, Mike. So, answering to your question, for example, Thor is still in the universe, in a location somewhere, because I've been face to face with me, which I know there is the Thor, but on another planet, same face, me speaking to him, and I was like, shit, that's me. Yeah. But I was with the army, I was big, same face. But yeah, it was me, and I know there is Thor, and we were speaking. Can't remember anything. It was me, dad, him, and we went to see, how was, going over there. We went to visit, and I went home many times. Me and dad, we went home. We've been home. I got flashes, Me and dad, we're the same spirit, two different expression. People like it or not, it's real. It's not an arrogant statement. It's like to me, you see all of them, Mike. If I wouldn't have all of my spirit into me, I'll go cuckoo. But to me, if you see me on an everyday life, I'm just a man as everyone. Like, there's no ego. There is just awareness. And, it's a matter of fact that it's as it is. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry, Mike. If you got to stop me. Otherwise, I keep going.
No, that's why I asked you to come on. I want you to talk. People want to hear
Thank
you.
you. Thank you, Mike. You're so kind. Oh, beautiful questions. Keep going, please.
Okay, so You've
Did that make
represented.
any sense, Mike? Did that make
Well,
any
yeah,
sense?
absolutely.
Okay,
Not
thank
that
you.
I'm saying I'm an expert on everything that you said,
No, but
but it helps.
I want to help people to understand. You know, Mike, when we talk about John, whatever other life experience, I don't want people to get stuck into identity, because when we get stuck into looking for Princess Diana, that maybe now it's 70 years old, right? We are limiting source. When we give an identity and we stuck with that to make an idol or to make us feel better, oh, he's still alive. We cannot put the head around that we are multidimensional beings. So reincarnation is instantaneous. Bam, bam, bam. So when we get stuck to an identity, to a character, and we cannot think that it's not possible that it could be in another body, we are limiting source. That is mind energy, people. Because you don't like the fact to accept that the same spirit could be in Antonia speaking to you, the same spirit that was in Jesus 2,000 years ago, in Buddha, and whatever, whatever. Same thing. Simply that it's now being a guy that barely speaks English doesn't seem to be something that it's not good. Oh, this one cannot be my idol. No. I prefer this John. And they cry. Come on. Come on, people. Come on. Do you think that I like for people to make me feel stupid? He's thinking, oh, you know, now he's playing this. He's playing that. No, none of that. If we could really be with our spirit into us, we just not going to have any difficult to understand each other when we talk about things like this. Actually, we would not even be talking about things like this.
Antonio, can you step a little closer to the microphone?
Yeah. Can you hear me
Okay,
now?
thank you. Yeah, better.
But yeah, go another question, because I again.
Yeah, that's great. So basically, don't focus so much on the identity, but
That's
on the
right. Yes.
spirit that's
Yeah. Yeah.
within
Yeah. The
that
expression.
individual, that
Yeah. That's
expression.
right. The harmony. The energy. You know, he can make fun of himself and others. So what? Come on. I always say that I'm the first one to be. Yeah. Judge myself. I play with myself. What else can I do here, bro?
So here's another question, right? Since you
Yeah,
talked about, so I've heard Max Steele say on one of his shows that, that his body, he goes, this is the real me. And he goes, when I go to the light ship, I get into my real body that's 12 feet tall and da 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 da. So you have the same spirit as he did. So when you go to the creation light ship, do you go to that same body or do you have another body?
It's okay, so as multidimensional beings, right? While you're on the creation light ship, there is a fragment of you, but you know how many fragments of you, authentically you, with the same expression I'm speaking about, which means the real me, it could be so many other places. It could be in so many other life forms, as a penguin, as a chicken, as
So,
a lion, as a lion.
if I understand, you have a lot of different expressions, i.e. bodies here, and as
Yeah.
well as in other
Yeah.
dimensions,
Other
it,
dimensions, other planets, but not just me, all of you.
right.
All of you. The point is, if you go from mind into your heart, I'm no better or lesser than you. But you got to be into your heart means that you got to have all of your spirit into you and sustain neutrality. That's it. When you sustain neutrality, it means that you have all of your spirit into you. Simple as. The ascension means that we got to regain all of our spirit into our vessel and sustain it and stay there.
And what's
Because
the best?
yeah,
Go
go
ahead.
on. Because everything happens within ourselves, because it's the spirit, consciousness, everything. The spirit, it's the consciousness, everything. Carry on, Mike, please. What was the question?
What's the best thing we can do to get all of our spirit inside of us and keep it there?
Well, yeah, we've been criticized, me and Q, to spread commands around. They were saying that we go anyway. Now they will make the new prayers for the next ascension. You see it. The commands. No. Look, you can go. Okay. A question for you, Mike. When you go on holiday, can you see the difference that you are not in time? You feel really relaxed. You see another person, right, when you are not go on holiday, correct? Compared to the
Absolutely.
one. Okay. So, yeah, if you can sustain this sort of life, then you can ascend just by doing the sort of life that you do when you're on holiday. It means that you are not thinking about to kill yourself 9 to 5, running behind time and so on. So if you have the opportunity to do that, then like you do in an organic, beautiful way. Then if you want to do me, I can only say the commands is like, for me, was opening to the infinity of me, simply because I learned how to use the middle of my chest where my spirit resides, and with the commands allowed me to ascend, to do the work, and making other people ascend. Some people are due to ascend. And yes, when I was doing the Q and Antonio show, I was just, a little baby penguin. But then now I'm a lion. I'm everything. And I got people ascended in the year that I was in silence, in the years that I was in silence, where, everyone was saying so many things about me, fuck you, sorry. Basically, I was doing the work within myself. And also, in the silent, I was helping people. Look, if you meet me in the street in everyday life, I will do the work with you. Do you know how much work for free? Because I don't ask money. Everywhere I go, I do commands, I do the work everywhere I go, from the queue in the bank to the bar to anywhere, on a bus, taxi driver, I do work everywhere. And that's where I changed the world in silence while everyone was talking shit about me. Fuck you. Sorry, Mike, I had to say that.
No, go ahead. It's a free
Ah,
show. Say whatever
man.
you want.
No, do you get what I mean? No, but yeah, no, I'm good. No, but yeah. Because, Mike, when I know that now I made people ascended, that they are the living proof they ascended, trusting me. And no matter what they said about me, those people, now they ascended. And when I hear about them, there was a guy in Italy. He did just 10, 15 minutes of work with me. He ascended. Since then, he doesn't have any more thoughts in his mind. 10 minutes. He was already there. He was already there. But yeah. But do you know how many beautiful stories I can tell you from people that I just met from nowhere and I changed their lives from since the day they met me, everywhere in the past 5 years, mostly the past, let's say, 3 years. Yes, I've been doing really long time ago when I was young. One day I was high, I went home, I was in my 20. When you're on hangover, looking at the fucking ceiling, I say, life is shit. But then from nowhere inside of me came a voice and said, one day you will change the world. And then I thought to myself, the stuff that I took tonight was very good, for fuck's sake. If I can need some shit. But yeah, no. And then truly, the dark made everything possible for me not to be today. Say the whatever. Now it's done. Then, I can even go home now. But still, we got work to do, to be honest. There is so much work to do. I see so many people still unaware of anything. I still see so much demons. I'm sorry, but no offense, no scare. No, I don't want to scare anyone, but it's real. But they are lighter, we're stronger. So nice time for everyone. Go to gym means, work with your spirit. And now the energy on the planet is perfect for you to ascend. We done the work for you, people. Don't worry about it. Insult me, insult you. It's fine. But one day when you will leave this fucking planet, you will see the work that we done for you. I'm not gonna say you will regret, because in source, no one, there is no regret or anything. But you say, you can go backwards and say, oh shit, that guy, really? And that guy, oh, the other guy, really? Oh shit, I used to hate them. I used to insult them. But actually, they were helping all of us. And we've been so shit with those beautiful. You had to cry at least once, fuckers. For what you are putting yourself and everyone through when everything could be done so in a blink of eye. Shame on you. Shame on everyone. The stupid place could be so beautiful in a blink of eye if everyone would just leave the beliefs in a drawer and just use the knowing. Come on.
Wait, say that again. In a blink of an eye, if
Yeah. Everyone will use will draw, sorry, will put in the draw beliefs and start using the knowing. The
Right.
beliefs is
But
the
how do we connect
wolf.
to that knowing? That's the thing.
I command my spirit for me to receive all of my light into me and in everything there is authentically me in my entire existence now.
I felt that. Thank you.
Course. And everyone. That's for everyone. Now everyone is in let's say neutral state, or we listen or is listening. Now it's neutral. He'll be able to feel me.
Yeah, Tony, you're going to screw up my show. I got to ask you questions.
Yeah, go
I
on,
can't
bro.
think now. I don't know. Good thing I wrote them down.
Yeah, and no one, no, everyone that is listening is not gonna think anymore. Everyone is neutral now. Stay neutral. Yes, Michael, please.
Okay, so you said that so you and Q have come out as being a father and son team,
Many
right?
times, many times. But we still love father and son on
Right.
another planet. Out of this body, but it's like we are peers. Me and him is like climbing, partnering in crimes, like on the universe for good, in the galaxies, everywhere we go. Those two, oh no, just leave those two. Just don't do, no one want to deal with us because we are like, you see Star Wars, the two with the swords.
Yeah, the
They
two
are two,
Jedis.
the two, it's me and Q. I'm sorry, it's not an arrogant statement, but yeah, that is the two archangel, Mike, Michael. You know, that's the sword of the two angels, archangels, Michael, both of us, always doing that. And that's how we gave the end. And I don't continue. Please, another question.
Yeah, so okay, so father and son, right? But here in human 3D world, the father or the son isn't just an aspect of the father. He's an aspect of the father and the mother. But you said that you and Q share the same spirit, right? So.
I'm the only one with all that has the same spirit as him, bro. That is the only thing that I can tell you. I'm the only one.
Okay.
That's what I can tell you. That is the only thing that I can tell you.
Okay. So.
Max is my twin. Max is my twin flame. Max.
Max Steel or Max Spears?
Max Steel.
Max Steel. Okay.
Yeah, it's my twin flame. Yeah, like same spirit like mine. But
Okay.
me, I'm like me and dad, same spirit. Always like, yo, it's me. It's like to me, it's something normal. Like I don't know, but I can at your house, Michael. All right, with your mother, and with your dad, with your brother. All right, it's you, Michael. Right,
Yeah.
in your house. Okay, same thing, it's me. When I talk about these things on the other side, it can sound like, oh, you know, he's putting this. To me, it's so normal. To me, it's like it shouldn't even be abnormal to hear things like this. It shouldn't be people feeling me like, oh, he's putting himself, you know, in that place. No, it's just a matter of fact, you know.
Right, right. No, no,
And
I get it.
not for you, not for you, Mike, not for you. Sometimes I can hear, you know, people thinking while they're listening, and I'm answering them.
Right. No. And so let's stay with that, right? So you and Max are twins, right? And you share each of you share the same spirit as Q. So now you've also said that there are many fractals of you on this planet and others. So then, which is different from you, right? Because
That's right.
they're in a
Come on,
different body, but
that's
they're the
right. Yeah.
same. So it is
Yeah.
there a difference in any type of difference? Because and I'm here, I'm
Yes,
trying to
there
get
is,
at.
but you know where there is the difference? I'm telling you now. In the environment, life form that you're experiencing, if you are same me, but maybe you grew up in Africa, in the middle of a village, for example, for sure, even though it's the same spirit expression in a way, but he will have the characteristic of, you know, the place where he was born, where he grew up, where he went to school, what language you speak, and so on. That is still forming part of your personality on this planet because you're shaped also by the environment that you experience, the life experiences on this planet, locations, for better say. But is the show all about identities and other questions? Oh, this is in Italy there is a magazine, it's called TV Sorrisi e Canzoni, where all the gossip goes on the TV Sorrisi e Canzoni. This is the mirror. This is the mirror. Come on, Mike. Bring me something good. Come on. I
Well,
know that you can.
I understand,
Okay,
and I'm not
no, I know.
surprised because Q also talks about, you know,
Go on.
identity and everything,
Go on.
but there's something to be said. It's not necessarily an identity because, like you said, we have to
Expressions.
expression. Okay, so there's a different expression, right? But I'm trying to get at the difference between not the physical expression, but the spirit within those different expressions. Because I've heard Q say that, you know, with the different fractals, the further out you get, the weaker they become.
That's right.
Right? So that is that the only difference, or are there other differences?
Beautiful question. I can see that you studied law. I don't know, Mark. I don't know what to say right now about that, to be honest. But yes, I never give limitation. Everything could be. Yeah, I will land like, you know, this question. Yeah, to answer anything could be, Mike. I never give, you know, a limitation to anything. We all source in a way. It all works, to, in my opinion, on desires. How strong is your desires? Because at the end of the day, we all spirits being. Now, to answer your question, getting further from the root, maybe you're becoming weaker from the root, but you're still part of the root. But you will have maybe some other form of passions and desires. They make strong as me because you are source too. It's one channel. When we neutral, we are all connected to source, which that is when he makes all of us one in
Right.
a way.
But if we all go around being the same, right, all one, then it's not a whole lot of fun.
That's right. And that's why source created itself and then spread it and expand it and so on. And after billions of you can put a number, we are today on planet. Yeah, we
So,
part we are aware of. Yeah, go on, please. Carry on. I love it.
You know, let's stay with that as well, right? And why he source separated, right? And now I'd like to call everybody's attention to slide four, and that's the homepage for creationlightship.com. The yellow arrow points to creation diagram. If you click on that link, it will take you to the web page. A screenshot of it is on slide five, and this shows the creation diagram, right? So we have the original hexagram or Ra. Ra split into Ra and Q, and then they each split a six or five more times. Don't get it. But basically, there was a total of 12, right? And there's 12, right? There's 12 different points on those hexagram, and each point has a different color. So my question is, source differentiated itself, right? Split itself. So what's the difference, if anything, with those different points slash colors of light? For
But
example, I've seen diagrams that say like one color is more associated with love, and then another one might be associated with healing and a different color. So is there any truth to that, or something?
yeah, but we associate to colors or maybe to names or maybe to things like this because we are speaking as humans, all right? But if we will have all the, like, you know, imagine that we will experience the human body as was at the beginning with no restrictions, even though, you know, now if I don't have restrictions, but still is a seven version of stupid, beautiful humans that I'm experiencing, right? It's not the first one, nice virgin that was not, you know, destroyed by this mother. And what I'm saying that because answering to your question, which was, remind me, please.
the difference in the different colors,
Oh yeah,
right?
because as humans, we go to a way to understand things. That's why we're putting in schemas or labels and names and things. Try to understand something that really, in my opinion, once again, when I say you can't explain source, but we try to explain source. And yes, each color maybe represent, like for me, I am like my spirit looks like a flame of fire, like same as Q. I'm the fire, for example. All right. So and so on. But I don't, yeah, it's part things that I know. I don't even go deeper as a human as Antonio. I think, that I live as they are, because when you start to have all of you into you, there is no time for things that you don't feel attracted by energetically. The spirit looks always for, at least for me, just peace. Just peace. Just peace.
But see, and I understand what you're saying. I certainly appreciate it. But I've heard Q say, and I always use this as an example, that Lucia is such a great healer is because that's the way she's made, right? So that tells me right there that there's a difference in, I guess, either the expression of the spirit itself or an emphasis on a specific spirit of the split of the original 12. Right. And I mean, they all have, other things, just that's what they prefer, that one that's associated. And
What
I
they
say that,
prefer to do in the
go ahead.
universe? Yeah, sorry, carry on, please. Sorry.
Right. And I say that because then that helps me, like, say, I tend to like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love to have fun, right? And explore and be an adventurer. But when I see, a being, regardless of what it is, being abused or put upon, like that sends me, right? So I have to protect it. So if you say that, one color is associated with protection, well, clearly I'm that color, no doubt. And so if some of us, prefer different things, I mean, that's just natural. It's how we're made, right?
Yes, but why do we need to feel to identify ourselves in a color, in a name? Why can we not just leave all of that and feel ourselves without having any refinement outside of ourselves? Because otherwise, we tend to go out outside ourselves. We are spirit being, experience what it means to be a human. Being a human, being neutral, explore, extend, and expand the universes. But when you have all of your spirit into you, you don't feel to identify yourself in anything apart to be your expression. That yes, for discussion to act like we're doing, to like show that we can explain to people these things. Thank you, Mike. So beautiful, because you give me the opportunity to open to. I don't answer you. I'm answering to everyone, to myself too. Things the human can tend to fall into. And there are always the same traps that humans tend to fall to, into identity, try to find somewhere something to belong to, a sense of belonging. It's all mind energy, people. And but it's nice to speak about, because we explain with these questions, give me the opportunity. I'm not judging. It's as it is. I've been always analyzing myself and society forever. Since I was little. But anyway, please carry on. I hope I answer your
Right.
question.
But well, I understand what you're saying about mind energy, but there's a different view, which is kind of like what I'm looking at. Q has said repeatedly that nobody can tell you what you are,
That's right.
where
That's
you are,
right.
or how you are,
That's
right?
right.
So
That's
then
right.
my question is, well, then what am I? Like, I don't even know what I am. I don't even know what the population is, like what the possibilities are. So if you tell me what the possibilities are, then I can see if I gravitate toward one or the other. And then once I make that connection, I now know what I am.
You know what,
You have
Michael,
to tell me otherwise.
I appreciate so much for what you just said, because you expose yourself with something that it's not a limitation. It's a question that as a human that is experiencing growth, is a legit question, is a beautiful question that you have for yourself. But and What pisses me off with you that you already know the answer, but you like to hear it, and I love it because you gave me the opportunity to repeat to you, to answer to your question. When you
Yes.
come, who am I? When I said that to Q at the Q and Antonio show, my first shows, I was like, "So where is God? Where is God?" And Dad said, "Look at yourself in the mirror." And I was so disappointed because I was expecting that Dad would give me the tip from the of the century that maybe he knows where God was hidden. And thank you, Mike, because we used to say, oh Lord, we will have someone to blame or to ask, please, Lord, help me. Now, with all of your spirit into you, there is no blame for Lord or asking to Lord. It's you. And you can accept that with, a peace and awareness to be, a spirit being from source. And each of us is source, to be honest with you, with all of your spirit. And each of us, when has all his spirit into his body, it's another warrior of light. Now, whatever you love to do as Michael, with that Michael name as you, your beautiful expression, experiencing what it means to be a beautiful, to be human as me.
Yeah, well, right now I'm experiencing what it's like to be a wonderful schmo.
You're so cute,
I'm
bro.
not ascended, right?
No, but look, Michael,
Not yet.
tell to people. Okay, so now let's say that it's 3 years, the in and out. We've been doing work, and then you done your 2 years of whatever. But anyway, now, Michael, today, from 0 to 10, what do you feel are you like? From neutrality is 0, 1, 2, 3, and so on, means more mind activities. Where would you see yourself? See, I'm giving you a table and to identify yourself. See, I have to work with it now. So where would you see yourself?
On a regular basis, I'd say
Yeah.
a one, maybe a two, but there are times when I spike to like three or four. I catch myself
Yeah,
and
but
then
come on. All
I
right,
go right back.
beautiful. All right, beautiful, Michael. So, Michael, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, where was he? Where were you?
Depending on the day, I could be a 12.
There you go. That's your answer, Michael. That's your answer, Michael. Compare yourself from where you started and where you are today, and look at the massive progress that we all done. Everyone, I applaud everyone that today is on 1, 2, 3 in my little table for us to say, okay, yeah, I have thoughts, but they're very soft. They're no sharps anymore. Beautiful. You're due to ascend. It will come the day that you will be always neutral. You will say, "She, I don't have any more thoughts in my head." It feels like you're always stone. You're always high. That you feel like, see me. It
Yeah.
feels like, yeah, that is just my natural state of being. And I can send you FF, in the same state that I am. But if I write it, it sounds maybe very rude. But maybe if you hear me say, "Oh, you know what? F FFF," maybe you will laugh with me. There is, so that is the expression, you see. I can change, you see. You receive an email with FF, you say, "Oh, Antonio," you say, whatever. We're speaking, and they say, "Yo, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Mike, please, FF, come on." It sounds different, right? Through my expression. That is my expression, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And you can see similar in some others characters, maybe this same similar expression. I don't know. You work out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you,
So
Mike.
here's
Well
he
done. I appreciate you so much tonight because what you just said about you, I admire you because you had the courage to expose yourself, with something that you're struggling, but you're not actually, because I hope that when you said I'm on 2, max 4, but I can recatch myself on 0, 1, Michael, now you have the awareness to choose your state of being. Do you think there is nothing? Come on, bro. If you say there is nothing, bro, I catch a flight, I come to New York, I'm gonna slap your head.
I didn't say nothing. I don't lie.
No, come on, because I warn you, come on. It's time that you really have to. I don't like the word to say, "Oh, proud of yourself, Mike." Come on, you are the warrior that you know that you are. And when you have the awareness who you are, then you are. If you
So,
know that you're there, you're there. If you know that you are, you are.
if you know, you know.
Yeah.
So, ascension,
Yeah.
real quick. So,
Yeah.
you said that you realize that when you're on the way to the bathroom. So, you still use the toilet?
Yeah, of course.
You still
As
eat?
yeah,
You
when
still brush your
yeah.
teeth?
Oh yeah.
Right? You still, so,
I have to pay the bill for my roof, yeah.
right? So, aside
And I don't have
from
a job. I don't have a job. Yeah.
beautiful.
No, but I do the work, and there are some beautiful people that help me. Otherwise, without them, I couldn't really be here today. And
Right.
actually, I want to thank you them. Any that has helped me during the course of these years. You don't know when I was sending emails asking help was during, the time that I couldn't really function as anymore in an ordinary job. I had to be growing my spirit. And at the end of the day, it's not an arrogant statement. Helping myself has helped the world. It's not an arrogant statement. And I'm glad I did that. And everyone should be happy about it because it means,
No,
yeah.
I don't think it's arrogant at all. So,
Thank you.
Antonio, we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, go on,
There's a
please,
couple of
bro.
things I want to get into. So,
Yeah, man.
quickly, how have the animals or nature responded to you differently, if at all?
Oh, the only thing that I can tell you, the dogs. Now, when I sense source energy, when they look at me or when they're barking, they annoy me. If I look at them, I send one wave of source energy, they pull the head down. They look at me and then they are scared to look at me. I show them, I swear, I show them my spirit. They turn the head down in form of respect. No, that's beautiful. I enjoy that because, yeah, I play with things like this. Thank you for the question because
Yeah.
it's something that I
So then,
experienced. Yeah, go on, please. I had two stupid dogs that I had to teach them who is the boss. Carry on,
yeah.
please.
Who's the
Yeah.
alpha dog? So
Yeah.
then you wouldn't be worried about walking in the woods and all of a sudden a grizzly bear comes out or a pack of wolves comes out. You just do the
Yeah,
same
but
thing.
it's no. Wait a minute, bro. If you have the time, maybe to do what you got to do, to look at the bear and send a wave of energy, yeah, there you're good. But if he comes from nowhere, then he catches you. But no, but let me tell you, if you ask permission to the universe that you're going to experience, as could be a forest, see, ask permission to walk in the universe and to be sustained and assisted while you're experiencing, wherever experience you're going through in the universe, and they will look after you. They will say, as Dad said, they will say, "Oh, yo, it's coming one of us," and everyone will look after you, bro.
Yeah, and that's what Q taught us.
Yeah.
So, another question, real quick. So, what do you say to people that, a lot of us are getting some of our past memories, or maybe we went to readers and stuff, and they found out one way or another that we had a prior life or parallel life as somebody that was really not so good, like somebody like a George Bush or somebody else that had that evil spirit inside? What do you say to them?
Hey, some of the not good ones, they're still not good, and they will, but whatever other life experiences, maybe you can come with memories, murders, that you be murdered or you murder someone in a war or anything. What I'm asking you, please, today you are in a human body. And you are in this vessel, work on neutrality, sustain it. And that is what you got to do as a human. I mean, you don't have to do what I'm telling you to do. I'm suggesting you the best way to experience this experience. And then, it's up each of you that is listening. Love me or hate me.
Okay, so we only have 1 minute, less than 1 minute. So basically, it goes back to what you said in the beginning. Just be gentle to yourselves. Be good to yourselves.
Yeah, because
So,
this was the hell, and there is no need that everyone is hard to themselves.
okay.
There is
Thanks,
no need.
Antonio. I have to cut you off
Yeah, go
because I
on.
want to
Please,
tell
please, please. Yeah.
everybody about your seminar on slide
Oh,
six.
yeah, no,
You have a
wait. Yeah.
seminar coming up
Oh,
this
yeah, but
Saturday.
Mike. I closed it last week because I reached a good number. I don't want too many people. I want to do
Okay.
something, that
Okay.
we are together and do some work, and I didn't prepare yet anything, imagine. But I know what I want to talk about anyway.
Okay, good. So only a few seconds, like 10 seconds, your last comments.
I don't know, Mike. Just be good to yourself, and yeah, give the best time to yourself, and yeah.
Okay.
You
Thank you, Antonio. Thank you. We have
welcome.
to
Thank you.
close.
Thank
Thank
you.
you,
Thank you.
everybody, for listening. We
Thank you.
love you all.
Thank
Have
you.
a great, great time.
Thank you. Bye.
Ah!